WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. River Action's mission to foster the environmental, economic, and cultural vitality of the Mississippi River and its riverfront in the Quad City region is furthered through the Explore the River series each summer. The unique aspect of actually navigating the mighty Mississippi aboard a 45-passenger water taxi while taking in the expertise of professionals and professors on current scientific, cultural, or local issues brings participants of all ages from all walks of life to the program. This year, in Scientific Discovery, the Channel Cat Talks and Riverine Walks covered historic geography of the river through mapping, the way locks and dams work, the health of the aquatic life in the river, how we can increase the number of monarch butterflies, discussion of climate change at the Quad City National Weather Service office, and exploring birds of prey, identification, and habitats. How the Quad Cities prosper economically from the river was addressed in 50 years of reimagining the riverfront, commercial fishing today, and the value of the new I-74 bridge. The cultural vitality of the region was explored through walks in Port Byron, Smith's Island, and the South Branch of the Mississippi, often called Sylvan Slough. We engaged a new audience with Dana Starko, who at 19 paddled a canoe with his father from central Canada to the mouth of the Amazon River. He brought future adventurers and paddlers to the talk. We expanded our program to include a backstage tour of the Modern Woodman Ballpark, where an inside look at the home of the River Bandits made it obvious why it was named Best Minor League Ballpark in America by USA Today. River Action has learned that the Explore the River talks, walks, and gatherings are beneficial because of the conversations across disciplines, interests, and beliefs they create. Through these, we discover unexpected solidarity that brings about public engagement and policy making and problem solving. All programs include a question and answer period. At the end of each session, a survey is circulated for evaluation, and this is where the public comes in. Through audience feedback, volunteers, and suggestions for future programs, we can update programs to match the needs of the community. Each year, we hope to learn how well we've communicated the topics, how we achieve better understanding of the complex and important environmental and social issues, and what action plans might succeed in the future. River Action, a citizens' action group, can only attract members, funding, and government support if we are able to deliver quality programs and projects. Write us at riveraction@riveraction.org with your proposals.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK, sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.